Welcome to the Business Beware Show. For more information on the show, where to download podcasts, audio, and video, visit us at businessbewareradioshow.com. Here are Robert and Ashley.
Welcome to Taipei!
Oh, is that what you learned when you were in Taipei?
I'm still here. Now, have you ever seen on The Amazing Race, whenever the people run up to the Jeff guy, you know, whenever they end each episode, and they always have some... they always have someone from the country, and it's like they taught them English like 1 minute before they say it, and they always go, they always tell them, welcome to wherever they're from. They go, welcome to Bangladesh.
Are you talking about the end where it's like, welcome?
Yeah,
okay. I remember what you're talking about now.
Welcome to Taipei. So I'm in Taipei.
Nice.
I got here last night.
You ride a donkey?
No, that's that. You know, donkeys are sacred here. She didn't say that. Shot. The first thing I want to talk about was, you know, we've been talking about how we at Business Beware can help businesses, mm-hmm. and I've been thinking about pre-qualification.
Right.
So I wanted to touch on that. We talked about it last time.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to touch on one of the main things that you can do as a business owner or the manager or, you know, entrepreneur, whatever it may be, is pre-qualify your customers.
Right.
And what you've got to learn to do is basically how to pre-qualify. And that could be, you know, over the phone. It could be, hopefully it's over the phone, because when you get a phone call for someone that's calling in, and what if you don't want to have to waste your time with them even going out to the house? Because everybody now wants free estimates. There's people who want free estimates for service work. And you're going, there's no such thing. We've even had one a couple of weeks ago, remember?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that one of our guys went out and it was for service work. And he wrote him up an estimate. And I don't want to do all that. And so we sent him a bill for $65, whatever it was. You know, it took a little over an hour to go out there and do that. And he complained and complained and complained and complained and complained. I thought that was a free estimate. Well, no, sir, not for service work.
Right.
You know, for new installations and things, we'll give you a quote and it's free. But people, they're idiots. Have you ever heard that word before? Come out of my mouth. They're idiots.
Not. Never.
No. Okay. So anyway, why don't we do a little role play here now?
Okay.
It's father-daughter, folks, okay? This is clean. It's role play. We're not going to talk about the birds and bees or anything. This is role play for pre-qualifying a customer on businessbeware.biz.
Are we ever clean? I don't know.
Well, we're very clean, I guarantee you. There are a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to tell you something else, too. We had a comment the other day about someone said we're radical, you know, and everything. And I got to say something. Have you ever seen Jim Cramer?
Mm-hmm.
The guy, okay. Yeah, he's radical. But you know what? The dude is right. That's what America needs. America needs – he's not right all the time, okay?
Well, it's nobody ever is.
That's right.
There he's you like go.
But you know, and he can't be right all the time because he talks about stocks and trading and everything else. But he's a radical, and he's a, you know, he's catchy, and he's, you know, he's edgy and everything else. But the thing is, that's what America needs right now. Mm-hmm. America needs someone like us to say, you know, hey, we're in the custom monster business. You know, if you're going to be a custom monster, and you're going to be, we're going to brand that word right now. And we're going to brand these customers who are just absolutely, you know, here's my disclaimer again. Thank goodness for the good customer. And we're going to talk mm-hmm. about that in a little bit. I've got a little one of these, I think, on the Stuck on Stupid. We're going to talk about it.
A little ditty.
Yeah, a little ditty coming up. But thank goodness for the good customers. But, you know, you bad customers out there, I'm telling you, business owners, unite. We are here mm-hmm. for you. We have got to stick together. And we have got to make it to where, hey, if you're going to be an ass, you're going to get the AP.
Mm-hmm. I think the donkey just turned around and looked at you, actually.
Well, if you're going to be a donkey, there's a movie. Pick me. You don't remember all that, do
you?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Michael, hey, donkey. Sorry.
Okay, if you're going to be a ass, then you're going to get the AP. You know what the AP is?
What's that?
It's the ass price.
I like that.
Well, there you go. And I'm telling you, business owners out there, unite. If you have got customers that just you cannot deal with, you're going to have to make the decision to fire them if they're a customer. And you're going to have to make the decision in pre-qualification we're getting ready to talk about. You're going to have to make the pre-qualify them and make the decision to not take them on as a customer. You're killing yourself because guess what? You're an idiot as a business owner if you take those customers and go, oh, it may be all right. We're role-playing here. You're going to be the customer. You're going to call in, and I'm going to ask you some this is serious, folks. Can you tell I'm serious? I'm being serious over this.
I can tell.
Here's our pre-qualification lesson number one.
I need to get an estimate done for a roof, to fix my roof for roof repair.
Okay, and what size is your house?
It's
three bedroom, two bath, the normal size house?
Yeah.
Okay, and what area of the city do you live in?
East.
Okay, east. Oh, you live in East. We don't do roofs over here. See you. Click. No. Okay. This is too much fun. Okay. And do you know right now, do you have leaks? Are you having experienced leaks, or do you just want to change the color of your roof? Or what's the reason for calling us today?
I want to change the color of the roof.
Okay. And do you understand that, sometimes I know a little bit about roofs, so I'm going to ask some questions about this. Do you know how many roofs you have on your house? Because, if you have a lot of places, if you have two roofs, you can't have any more than two roofs on there. So if you add another roof, you have to strip one off before you put another one on. So that would be a good leading question. What I'm trying to do here, and a lot of people know about this, is, how to ask questions because, okay, here, you've already said that you want to change the color of your roof. You really don't have any leaks, but, the roof is probably okay, but you want to change the color of your roof. You may have changed the color of your house. So you want to change the color of your roof. There's a lot of women that like to do that. Men are like, I don't care what it is. It's black. What are you going to do? Go to green? I don't know.
Black and green.
Yeah. So that customer may not realize that. So the price on the roofing job may have gone from an average size house. I don't know what they're running right now. But if it was, say, $10,000 to roof a house, well, all of a sudden, it may go to $17,000 to $18,000 to strip the roof off, haul it away, and then put on another roof. But a customer sometimes doesn't know that. You see what I'm talking about? So so that's a way of pre-qualifying the customer because they're going to be saying, I didn't have any idea. Okay, right. I was willing to spend, I didn't have any idea it was $10,000. I thought maybe it's five or six. Now you're talking about a new roof is 10. Now you're talking about stripping one off, hauling it off, then putting a new roof on it is 18 or 20. There's no way. Guess what? Appreciate you calling. Call us if you have a leak. Click. Conversation over. But instead of just saying, okay, what's your address? Where do you live at? I'll come out tomorrow morning. Well, guess what? You're going to make a trip out there hoping that you're going to get some work. And guess what? You wasted a lot of time.
Right.
Could have been doing something else.
Or the customer saying, you don't have to have two roofs and all this stuff. And me not knowing that.
Right.
I would probably sit there and argue that, and then you say, okay, I'll go out there and give an estimate anyway, and you're basically...
Yeah, the customer may think that's a sales pitch, trying to get extra business, especially in today's market. So just some small things like that. The main thing that we're talking about here is you can't ask too many questions. And you can be an idiot and ask some stupid questions. Like painting the house. Now, would you like that painted and then stripped and then painted again and then stripped and then primer and paint? Don't tell them what, everything about what you're supposed to do. You're the professional. You can discuss that with them on the job site. But you need to go ahead and like I asked you about your area. There are some cities and some places that they're so big, you don't cover those areas.
Right.
Be sure to get all the facts.
Right.
Know everything.
Yeah, because you don't want to say, sure, and then they turns up, they're 45 minutes an hour away. That's happened to us a lot. Let me backtrack really quick.
Business. A lot of times people call us, and I'll ask the questions, and I'll say, are you on city water or on your well water? If you're on city water, then do you realize, to put in a new irrigation system, do you realize it's going to be $200 or $300 a month on your water bill to water your yard? Oh, my. No. Well, guess what? End of conversation. Or you can say, you can put in a well and use the well water for irrigation and not have to pay that, $200 or $300 a month for your extra water bill. But the well sometimes is $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So my answer to them, or my question to them at that point, is how long do you plan to stay in the house? Is this going to be a good investment for you?
Right.
And a lot of times by the time the end of the conversation, not only have you found out what you need to know about pre-qualifying your customer, but you've also educated that customer. A lot of people call us because we've been in business 38 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's our name is synonymous with, you know,
right,
in the county that we're in.
Right.
And
being a woman or a girl, woman, whatever, a lot of times you don't know all these different things about, like, especially the service industry or things around,
sure,
the house and stuff. So, you know, you find that a lot of them ask questions. So it's good to definitely educate them, because I wouldn't have known that whatsoever.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you wouldn't know that if you hadn't been in our business.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. So, but those things, you know, be the professional. You know, I've always said to everybody, anybody who wants to start a business, find your niche.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find your niche, don't be like the other guy. If you're going to paint a house, don't just go paint the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, use the best paint. Take your time and prepare the house the best way. Yes, you may not be the cheapest guy in town or lady in town,
mm-hmm,
but guess what? You don't have to be.
Right.
Because you're going to have the business, because just by word of mouth, you're going to have business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the old adage, you know, do the best that you can.
Yeah.
So
let me ask you this too, because I know a lot of people will say, you know, should they have like a certain amount of questions? You know, like should they have, let's say, 5 of the exact same questions every time they talk to a customer? Like, should they have a base, or should there be a bunch of different questions just depending upon what kind of customer it is, or what kind of, you know what I mean? Like, should there be like just like these certain questions you should always ask every time?
That's actually a real good question. I would say, I don't know about every business because I'm not that smart of a fellow. But,
well, I think everyone's, you know, different, but, you know.
Well, sure. But I think in our business, yes, there should be probably, you know, 3 or 4 definite questions that you ask. And then those questions, depending on how they're answered, may lead into other questions to pre-qualify that new customer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I think there should definitely, I think if you've got like a, especially if you've got an office manager like we do, I think that, you know, and she does that. She does it really well, actually, but she'll ask them leading questions, and you know, and sometimes by the time she's through, you know, asking these questions, you know, sometimes answered the customers their question from the start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we don't even have to go out there. Great. They're going to call us back. You know,
right,
that's just part of it. That's part of being a good service business. But yes, there should be a definite set amount of questions. That way you always ask the same question no matter who calls. But playing on those questions, you may have other questions that come up, because trying to diagnose whether you should go out there or whether you should send someone else. Yeah, well, there's this one article that actually you emailed to me while I was here in Taipei. And it's really good. It was, I kind of set it up. It was talking about, of course, how to deal with customers, how to be nice to them, and how to diffuse a bad situation.
Oh, how to calm them.
All these people have written all these books about this stuff. Yeah, you know, and it's just, why do people buy that stuff? I don't understand. It's the same old thing.
Yeah. Well,
It's like
what we talked about last week. It's the same corporate stuff.
It's like then, do 10 Hail Marys and come back in the morning, you'll be okay. You know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
It's not like that, people.
Yeah.
It's really not. Okay. So, I don't know what to say. I'm just going to start in. Okay. Here it is. Okay. This is what they say. So, what are some tips to help employees deal with the minefield of unexpectedly cranky or rude customers, and also manage to keep their cool and their jobs under trying circumstances? I'm going to stop right here, because I'm going to tell you right now that if you've got a custom monster, if I have a custom monster call into my business, and I hope everybody out there hears me, we're going to coin this phrase too: businesses unite. this is going to be one of those phrases. I hope everybody out there hears me on this subject. Businesses out there unite. If we finally take all these customers who are custom monsters, the bad customers, the bad apple of the group,
mm-hmm,
and we start turning them down and saying, I am not doing business for you.
Yeah.
Guess what? are we charge them the AP price? Guess what? Yep. They're going to learn. They're finally going to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, as I was saying, if someone calls in to my business and they're going to be what they're talking about, you know, if it's a cranky or rude customer and they're a custom monster, my employees are not, their jobs are not at risk if they hang up on them. If I say, I'm sorry, but you're, you know, we don't want you as a customer.
Right.
Their job is not at risk. Now, if they do that when they shouldn't do that, that's a different story.
Right.
But if they're a customer that just we can't do anything with, guess what?
Yeah, from the very start, they sit there and just, yeah.
So I want to stop right there, and I just want to point that out.
It's okay.
Okay. Here's, they've got like six different things here, and I'm going to kind of, I'll let you, give you a little bit of time to interject things too.
Okay.
It says, remember they're saying, how do you deal with this?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, keep smiling.
Keep smiling.
Oh, this is great. Often rude customers simply want to see you become as upset as they are. Businesses out there, what do you not understand?
Yeah.
Businesses unite. Click.
I know.
Often, this guy, or whoever it is saying to keep smiling when rude customers simply want to see you become as upset as they are. Well, what do you need them as a customer for? They're all idiots. Okay. I don't want to be so pessimistic, but it's crazy. But that's why we're here.
Yeah.
We're bringing a little humor to things we have to put up with every day.
Hey, you know, if they're going to write this stuff,
I'm going to comment on it. I can tell you that right now. Keep smiling. I'm going to keep smiling. I'm going to get my head. Keep smiling. Click. I'm going to keep smiling. Often rude customers simply want to see you become as upset as they are. Oh my. OMG. You know what I'm saying? Okay. This guy's an idiot. He's saying to try to keep this customer. Some may have nasty attitudes and low respect for those who may work in the service industry.
So now he's putting like a...
Well, yeah, but he's saying keep these people. He's saying to keep smiling.
I'd like to see him keep smiling
exactly.
while he's saying this through his teeth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we need to find out who wrote this and just tell him, you're an idiot. A lot of these blogs I blog back.
You want to prank call him?
Huh?
Let's prank call him.
What's prank call? Oh, prank call. Oh, we need to do some prank calls.
Yeah.
We need to do some prank calls. We forgot about that. Prank call. Businesses unite.
Yep.
Prank call is here. Businessbeware.biz. Prank call. At the very least, you prevent the customer from having grounds to report you to your boss and being uncooperative. He's going to report you to your boss, but listen to this. He wants you to become as upset as he is. This guy's writing this, and he may be so nasty and have low respect for you.
That's ridiculous.
It is. I mean, and these people write these things, and the sad thing is when some of this stuff is written, I mean, the sad thing is that there's a lot of people who read this stuff and believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some young kids like you are younger. They go, oh my gosh, this is written on the internet. It must be the gospel. It must be the truth. It ain't. I'm here to tell you, it's not. You don't have to put up with that stuff.
You don't have to put up with the rude customers. It's like a cult.
Yeah.
It's like it's just ingrained in them. It's like, really? That's what you think?
Are you ready for number two?
Oh, that's just, okay. Wow. This is number two.
Oh, we got six.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is the whole show.
Those.
Okay. Acknowledge. I think of the drill sergeant psychologist. Okay. Acknowledge the customer's feelings.
Oh.
And acknowledge it. Wait. You haven't heard the best of it. An acknowledgement of the customer's frustrations, coupled with a sincere interest in resolving the problem, can often work wonders quickly. Now, you got to remember, this is a guy who has nasty attitude and low respect for service industry people, and he wants you to become as upset as he is. Now, you're supposed to get in touch with their feelings here. So we have to change our emotions. Using simple, easy phrases such as... I can't even read this. My eyes are watering. Using simple, easy phrases such as, I understand how you feel. I see. I'm sorry. And
I apologize.
I can see how you may feel that way. Can make a customer feel they've been heard and their feelings have been respected and affirmed. Bull crap. Why do they need to be feel respected when they haven't respected you?
Yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I'm sorry. I am sorry as I can be, but that is not right. These people keep getting away with it. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
We need to find out who this is.
Prank call.
What? Prank email. I mean, think about it. He's saying it goes all against what we believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because we believe that you should turn your other cheek. You should turn your cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what you and I believe.
Yep.
But I can tell you, after I've been in my own business and my family's business for, showing my age now, 35 plus years. So, longer than that. I said plus. That'll work. Of all the different people I have seen, the custom monsters out there, even the worst of the worst, you do not need to respect them.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's about being respectful. You know what I mean?
I tell you what, if someone calls me and needs my help and respects us and is nice and polite, I will bend over backwards for them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they've been respected and affirmed. I'm gonna affirm. It helps to diffuse the emotion and clears the path to a resolution of the problem. Here's my resolution of the problem. Click. Oh, me. I'm on the click tonight. Okay. Number three. Moving right along. He's been wrong on the first two, so let's give him number three and let's see what happens.
Let's give him benefit of the doubt.
Offer tips for resolution. Often simply providing quick possibilities that the customer may not have been thinking about in the heat of the moment can end a confrontation. That's actually pretty good. I mean, you think about I mean, it's better than hanging up on them. I mean, who'd hang up on someone?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can agree with that.
I mean, it is. I mean, often simply providing quick possibilities that the customer may not even be thinking about in the heat of the moment. You probably have a leak. Where's that light bulb?
Ding.
I could have a leak in my yard. Thank you so much for enlightening me. Yeah, right. Okay, number three is pretty good. Number four, don't engage in a debate. Now, you know me. I don't like to debate things.
No.
This guy's got a PhD in customer service. I'm telling you what. Sometimes a cranky or rude customer will be impossible to please. You think?
I bet you he got that one from, like, his professors.
He probably is a professor. Your best course of action in this case will be to stay cordial, even smiling if possible, and refer the customer to a supervisor or manager who may be in a better position to resolve or handle the matter. Well, if the supervisor or manager is as big an idiot as you are, they're not.
You can talk to my boss of boss of boss if you like.
Yeah. Stay calm. Do I look calm?
While still smiling.
While someone who's dissing you and no respect. I love you. I'm sorry. I feel your pain. I can understand how that could make you have a bad day. Yes, sir. I'm a lowly creature. Would you like to stomp on me again? That's okay.
Even though you hate on service people.
What the heck? Okay, stay calm. I don't even have to read that one. That's dumb. I mean, that's good. I mean, no, it's you know.
Well, yeah, you need to stay calm in every situation.
You need to stay calm. You need to try to stay calm.
If you're staying calm after number four through, you know, the other.
Jeez. Okay, remember the good customers. I like this.
That's good.
I like this. That's a good one. Remember the good customers. Now, that'll make you smile.
Ding.
Remember those good customers that you had? So you're sitting there dreaming about the good customers and thinking, oh, I wish this was a good customer right now. You know what I mean? But I can. That's really good. For every rude, angry, and nasty customer, there are also many more nice, friendly, and appreciative ones to replace them. That's great. I mean,
yeah,
hey, guy, kudos. I give you that one. That's good. Everyone who works in a service industry will encounter a difficult customer. Very true. However, your best course of action is to forget the occasional bad apples and appreciate the ones who offer you a sincere smile and a thoughtful thank you. Good words. I like that.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
he
redeemed himself somewhat. I tell you, these people that think they're experts, any of you out there within my voice that can read my lips, that can tell what I'm getting ready to say, I challenge you. My challenge is, if you think the customer is always right, what are we going to do, Ashley?
I want to know if you're going to prove us wrong or not.
Yippee-ki-yay is all I got to say. Bring it on.
Bring it.
Bring it. Yeah. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Let's get her done.
Do you know, actually, I did like statistics. Like, I was very curious because we talk about these things, and I started looking at, like, all statistically, all this stuff these people keep writing, like all the articles and everything. Do you know that, like, about 80% to 20%, 80% of them have never owned a business that are writing these things, or that have really never, maybe they've worked in some things, but I mean, they've never really owned their own business, but they're speaking as if they've owned it and they're saying these things. So, I mean, what does that say?
Well, it's about like a CPA riding a bull at the rodeo.
With the red dress.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. I mean, you may as well pull a CPA or a lawyer out of the audience at the rodeo and go, hey, man, ride this bull.
Yeah.
Well, you got about as good a chance doing something good with it as that dummy over there that writes all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting because, you know, we keep
talking
about
this stuff. That's
very interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want Stuck on Stupid?
Oh, yeah.
We can do it real quick.
Yeah.
Although the other one
that was
good.
Pretty close. Yeah.
I will give you just a few little ones here.
Okay.
Come on, don't get stuck on stupid.
Diane, a clerk, had a similar nightmare story. There's some other ones in front of it that weren't that good, so we'll skip over those.
Okay.
We have a policy where customers have to leave their bags from outside the store behind our counter for security reasons. In other words, if they carry a bag in, I guess what she's saying, they have to put them at the counter. You know, I guess by the cash wrap or whatever the thing
right.
is.
Right, makes sense.
Yeah, well, sure, for security reasons. When I politely remind the lady of our policy, she said to me, what? Leave my bag behind the counter? What's the matter with you? Are you stupid or something?
What?
I don't know. I'm sure the policy was posted somewhere. So the lady was reminding her that you need to... But that lady said... That's what she said to her. What's the matter with you? Are you stupid or something?
See.
I tell you what. But Ashley, just always remember.
Just
everybody
keep
out there,
smiling.
You got it, don't you? He has several of these listed. But he says, this is my stuck on stupid. These days, it doesn't take much of any reason, if any, for a rude, unreasonable customer to go ballistic. Amen. I agree with that.
Right.
However... In these tough economic times when jobs are hard to hold on to, let alone to find one in the first place, eating a bit of humble pie with a rude or cranky customer has become a necessary function in helping to assure job security.
What kind of grocery store has he been shopping at?
No wonder people go postal. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, right?
Too many people like Ed. Oh, you're going to lose your job. You did it. Well, I'm going to go get my shotgun out of my car. I'm going to fix everybody.
That's the way it's done in Tennessee. Man.
Careful now.
Yeah.
Okay. We are not saying you should do that.
No. Yeah, disclaimer. No.
Okay. The last thing you want. The last thing you want is for your response to escalate into a situation where you have to go out to your car and get your shotgun and protect yourself. No, I didn't say that. The last thing you want is for your response to escalate into a situation where your boss may feel it's necessary to fire you in order to maintain the company's customer-friendly image and keep smiling. Is that not the stupidest thing you've heard in your life? You, sir... This is on AOL.com.
Oh.
It's a story. You have won my Stuck on Stupid for the week.
Like,
you're
yeah,
a dummy. We have a dummy credit list, okay? I mean, you know, and people, you know, here again, they say we're edgy. Yeah, we're edgy. We're edgy because there's idiots out there writing this stuff that are self-proclaimed
gurus.
Yeah, I mean, of this stuff and trying to educate people. I mean, that would be like me going into a school and being proclaiming I'm the English teacher and keep saying I ain't gonna do that stuff.
Yeah, I know, right?
When are we gonna go down to the store and get us something pop? I mean, I won't talk like that, and I won't be an English teacher. That's how stupid this is. and another thing, there's a punctuation error in this too. And I failed English. Okay? But this guy's writing on the internet. I love it. But you, sir, get my, or lady, get my Stuck on Stupid, because I'm telling you right now that here's a problem with America right now. If you have to put up with that stuff, you shouldn't have to be fired over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you right now, managers, business owners, if you're going to sit there and you're going to talk bad about your employees in front of other employees and in front of customers who are taking the right stand, they don't have to be rude to a customer, but they need to be firm to a customer if they're right. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And if you're doing that, shame on you. You should mm-hmm. be fired. You should be fired.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, see, businesses unite.
Okay. You might be a bad customer if you insist that it's the cashier's job to tell you where the coupon is and have them tear it out for you, then complain to the manager when they don't comply. And yes, this happens almost daily.
And the manager runs over and goes, oh, let me get that for you, while she's smiling.
Staying calm.
And respecting you, staying calm. And saying, have a nice day. I'm sorry. I'm sorry we didn't do that quicker. May I help you with this? Can I carry them to your house? Oh my gosh. You know, go ahead. You got another one? I like.
Okay. Here's another one. It says, you ask for a discount, no reason specified, just that you should get one.
I am the man. I'm supposed to get a discount. What do you not understand about that? Oh. Don't they have the man discount?
Oh, here's the. You escort people out of the line for having 11 items and the 10 items are less lame.
You love it. And hey, that has happened to me.
Oh.
Mom and I have been to a grocery store before.
Oh, really?
Oh, Mom and I have been to a grocery store before and it's been busy. And we had like 12 items. We're getting a 10 item. And, you know, and people around you know, turn their nose up and looking at you like, can't you count? You got 12 items. Well, yeah, if you break this one down, that's. Packaged together has 3 items in it. Yeah, we've got 12. You know, well, okay. My wife's going to buy these 10. I'll buy these 2. Okay, whatever. Big deal, guys. I mean, the problem is that people just have no joy in their life.
Yeah, I know.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I know.
Sorry. But you're a bad customer.
Here's one more. Okay. You might be a bad customer if you insist that lines don't pertain to you and proceed to push past everyone to get to the head of the line because you're the special one.
Oh, you're special. So special.
And those are written by real people, like
so special. Yeah, service industry people, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna tell you something. If you're a business and say you have 100 customers, which is a very small business,
right?
And you could name 5 bad customers, fire them.
Yeah.
Guess what? He was saying, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that, and you need to, you know, you need to see the customer face-to-face, you need to work out their problems and everything else. Yes, you need to talk to them face-to-face. Yes, you need to give them time of day. But if you can't work it out, you need to fire them. You need to cut your losses, and you need to fire that customer. The customer is not always right. I'm sorry. Everybody out there in La La Land, the customer is not always right. If you have a custom monster, fire them. Get it over with. Mm-hmm. Let somebody else have the baggage.
You're just taking away time from your good customers.
That's all you're doing. And those good customers will realize that sooner or later, because that the custom monster would drag you down.
Mm-hmm.
It will. It will. Okay, next time.
We'll see you.
Adios.
Amigos.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Tete hoke hey.
Chichi. Baba.
Hey, this is what you do to custom monsters.
For more information on the show, where to download podcasts, audio, and video, visit us at businessbewareradioshow.com.
I don't know. You want to tell you what I think? I think you need to go to Mamby Pamby Land. You need to get up off it. You need to do something about it. That's what we need to do, folks. I'm telling you.